The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Entertainment News, along with Larry London, the host of Border Crossings on VOA. I'm Ira Melman. You know, Larry, during this pandemic, more and more performers are getting together, at least electronically, to come out and do their thing.
Seems like they have a lot of extra free time, and now they're connecting, but in a different way. It's kind of interesting, you know, the technology, the way it works these days. You could actually have, even before the pandemic, recorded an album and been in two different parts of the world. You could have just emailed your part and it got layered in. But now the challenge is making music videos. How do you become creative and combine all the different players from different remote locations? That's the big challenge. There's a video for this next song that I'm going to play for you. And, of course, the new song, which is a collaboration between two singers, Trevor Daniel, who is from Houston, Texas. He's 25, and he's put out his debut album this past year, and it's called Nicotine. And he had a big hit last year off of that album called Falling, which is one of the most played songs on the radio. But his brand new song features another popular singer, Selena Gomez. So let's check out the new collaboration with Trevor Daniel and Selena Gomez. This is called Past Life.
So, Larry, are these singers making money? How about these two? Are they making money out of an endeavor like this?
That's a great question, Ira. They are making money because they have record contracts, and the record contracts simply require them to produce a certain amount of music. So as long as they fulfill that part of the agreement, they're going to get paid. But as you may know, many artists make most of their money on merchandising and touring. That's something that they haven't been able to do in this past year. I think when you're a multi-millionaire like Selena Gomez, I don't think you're worried so much about the revenue situation. Trevor Daniel, on the other hand, is kind of a newbie, and this is having an impact on him. But if you really love music, you love your craft, you love what you do, then it isn't so much about the money. Selena Gomez turned 28 about a week ago, and she just announced she has a new charity initiative. It's called the Rare Impact Fund. Her latest album is called Rare. And she's created a charity fund, which she's going to try and raise $100 million in the next 10 years for mental health.
My thanks to Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossing. I'm Ira Melman, with an invitation for you to join us again next week for Entertainment News.
That was a program from the Voice of America.